This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump and his challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, concentrated their efforts on the U.S. state of Florida Thursday. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Florida is always close, and Biden knows the president all but must win there to earn another term.
If Florida goes blue, it's over.
The president was on the state's west coast hours before Biden also ventured to the Tampa area.
We're doing incredibly in Florida. We're doing incredibly all over.
More than 73 million Americans have already voted, and both men are trying to energize the millions more who'll turn out Tuesday. The president was to have a second rally today in another southern battleground, North Carolina, which was postponed until next week due to strong winds. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Public health experts are pointing fingers at all levels of government leadership for missteps and missed opportunities in suppressing the coronavirus pandemic. We get more from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
And at the Columbia University National Center for Disaster Preparedness, Dr. Erwin Redlener says he's frustrated by the inconsistent response from the government. He says if leaders had been disciplined about employing various health control measures early on, including masks and social distancing, more than 100,000 lives could have been spared of the nation's 227,000 victims. Redlener and other critics cite a president who scorned masks, downplayed the threat, and undercut scientists, but also governors who resisted containment measures and state lawmakers who limited funding for health care. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And French doctors expressed relief, but business owners were in despair as France prepared Thursday to shut down again for a month to try to put the brakes on a fast-moving coronavirus. This is VOA News. France's anti-terrorism prosecutor says that a man who killed three people in a Nice church was a Tunisian aged about 20 who entered France from Italy and was carrying a copy of Islam's holy book, the Quran, on him at the time of the attack. The General Francois Ricard told a news conference late Thursday that the man arrived in Italy by reaching the Mediterranean island in September and traveled to Paris on October 9th. Thursday, the man stabbed three people to death at a cathedral in Nice. French President Emmanuel Macron says he will do more than double the number of soldiers deployed in the country to protect against further attacks. EU leaders, Iran's foreign minister, and U.S. President Donald Trump and others have condemned the attack, which is the latest in a series of incidents at a time of extreme tension over the republication of caricatures of the Prophet Muhammad by the French satirical newspaper Charlie Hebdo. The remnants of Tropical Storm Zeta continue to barrel across the southeastern United States this Thursday and going into Friday, bringing high winds and heavy winds to several states. More from AP's Ed Donahue.
Zeta reached land as a Category 2 hurricane in Louisiana.
A lot of wind, a lot of dark, a bunch of trees.
Keith Forrest lives in one of the more than 2 million homes without power. Gene Galori is preparing for the long haul.
I have no lights. I don't know how long I'll be without power. I'm hopeful that my generator gets fixed.
Zeta didn't weaken much as it moved into Georgia.
We have an 80-year-old pecan tree in my neighbor's yard that came down at 4 a.m.
David Griffin in Atlanta wasn't as close to that tree as another member of the family.
And my little boy screamed. It was his bedroom that the tree hit.
The most damage appears to be on the barrier island of Grand Isle in Louisiana, where Zeta punched three breaches and a levee. I'm Ed Donahue.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits has now fallen to its lowest level in 7 months, but the coronavirus is still forcing many employers to cut jobs. AP's Mike Hempen explains.
751,000 Americans applied for unemployment aid last week. The Labor Department says that's a drop of 40,000 from the previous week, but it's still historically high and underscores that a full recovery from the pandemic recession remains far off. The government also says the economy expanded at a record 33% annual rate in the third quarter. That's a sharp rebound from the spring when the economy shrank at a 31% annual rate. But the increase recovers only about two-thirds of what was lost to the pandemic. Mike Hemp in Washington.
You can find more at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.